The news from ABC at noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. And by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 45 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is asking the Trump administration to stop destruction of the White House East Wing, which is being torn down to make room for President Trump's ballroom. The preservation says a legally required public review process on the project was never held. A second Trump-Putin summit on ending the war in Ukraine is now off. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
It is just the latest example of Trump being courted by Putin, then painting a rosy picture of negotiations, only for Putin to pull back. And the timing here is critical. Putin floated this new summit the day before Ukrainian President Zelensky came here to the White House to ask President Trump for powerful Tomahawk missiles capable of striking deep inside Russia, which Putin obviously opposes. Zelensky then walking away empty-handed as Trump eyed this new Putin summit.
Overnight, Russia launched multiple drones and rockets into Ukraine, killing half a dozen people. This is ABC News. Crosswalks in the crosshairs. The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, is demanding the removal of crosswalks that make political statements on the grounds that they are a distraction to drivers. In Dallas, here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Protesters watched as a rainbow crosswalk symbolizing gay pride was removed from a Houston intersection. San Antonio is challenging Governor Greg Abbott's demand for the removal of a crosswalk there, but
it's really important that we pick our battles.
Gina Ortiz-Jones is San Antonio's first openly gay mayor.
If you want to support the LGBTQ community, go find an LGBTQ-owned business and go support them.
Abbott has threatened to cut off transportation funding if the rainbow crosswalks are not removed. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Louvre has reopened 3 days after that jewelry heist. The head of the famous Paris Museum is also before the French Senate today, answering questions about how it was carried out seemingly so easily. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Fall savings are sizzling at Richland Locker, but only while supplies last. Stock up with 10-pound tubes of 8119 ground chuck, just $49 each or $4.90 a pound. Center cut pork shoulder roasts are only $3.48 a pound, perfect for your next slow-cooked meal. And don't miss the deli deals. Herb and garlic chicken for $7.98 a pound and sliced Munster cheese, just $5.48 a pound. So hurry into Richland Locker, where great taste and great value go hand in hand while supplies last. Richland Locker, hometown flavor fresh every time.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Well, a frost advisor will be in effect. Don't worry, not right now. It will be in effect Thursday from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. for our listening area. For the rest of today, though, look for highs to be in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds 12 to 22 and gray skies. A few spots of drizzle and sprinkles possible. By tonight, partly clear, areas of frost, lows of 32, northwest winds 5 to 10. Thursday, highs around 50, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny. And Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, light winds and highs in the mid-50s. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 to 10, and it's 45 degrees.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union, feels so right.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial, residential plowing, skid steer, mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Bo Henricks, and you're listening to WRCO's News at Noon. Here's a look at what's happening in your neck of the woods. Joint Committee on Finance co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne issued a statement concerning the Department of Health Services' failure to maintain transparency and accountability in the opioid settlement plan. The press release says that according to 2021 Wisconsin Act 57, which was signed by Governor Evers, DHS must submit its opioid settlement plan to the Joint Committee on Finance for the next fiscal year, by April 1st each year. More than 6 months late, DHS has not submitted a plan to JFC. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, Wisconsin is scheduled to receive about $15 million in opioid settlement funds this year. Governor Tony Evers signed two bills written by Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz into law on Tuesday. Act 35 and Act 36 will give EMS departments additional tools to address recruitment and retention challenges. Senator Markline said, "These ideas, brought to me by local EMS departments, will increase access to training, provide tools for recruitment, and support innovation." Representative Kurtz said, having these two bipartisan bills signed into law will help provide much-needed relief and flexibility for EMS providers across Wisconsin. He added, "I'm proud of the progress we continue to make toward addressing the issues our first responders are facing with recruitment and funding. There's no silver bullet to solve these issues, but every step is in the right direction, and that matters." Act 35 creates a tuition reimbursement program for individuals who complete initial EMS education through WTCS and receive a license from the Department of Health Services, reducing financial barriers to entry. It also creates a giant program to help WTCS cover EMS class costs to ensure that they can continue to teach classes, even if that class is not completely full. Additionally, the legislation creates a live 911 pilot program. Live 911 is a new technology that allows dispatchers to send a link via text message to a caller to connect video. This allows the dispatcher to see exactly what is going on to improve emergency response. Act 36 increases the amount that EMS departments can bill to the state's Medicaid program for treatment-in-place calls, in which they respond to a call but do not transport the patient to the hospital. Act 36 also requires an annual report to be published with changes to the state and national EMS scope of practice and how these changes may impact training hours. This will help publicize seemingly small changes that will have a huge impact on the number of training hours EMS personnel must complete and make sure only items which are actually needed are added to the scope of practice. A proposed bill that would require first responders to carry EpiPens received a public hearing into the Wisconsin State Legislature last week. The legislation was initially introduced in April with bipartisan support from lawmakers. In addition to requiring emergency medical responders, firefighters, conservation wardens, and more to carry EpiPens, they would also be required to receive training on administering it. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates equipping first responders with EpiPens would cost around $2.6 million per year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand access to firearms. The legislative package would make firearms, ammunition, and other items exempt from sales tax on the 4th of July during the third week of December each year. It would also allow residents to concealed carry their firearms without a license and strengthen the language protecting the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed similar firearm legislation in the past. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsin schools missed important financial deadlines last year, an audit found. That includes 20% of independent charter schools and 10% of choice schools. The audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau also revealed the Department of Public Instruction took more than 2 months after the deadline just to start reviewing reports. Lawmakers say the delay harms taxpayers and schools. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the department is working to balance enforcement with supporting schools and their unique challenges. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of festival foods and hometown grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in West Allis and Hales Corners. Despite the challenge in ownership or the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts just as before. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demand for personal and sensitive information on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients violates federal law and constitution. The USDA has threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, without the data. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. On Monday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster David Varnum in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022, but fell short in the Republican primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. Republican Eric Toney is running again for Wisconsin Attorney General. The 41-year-old Fond du Lac County District Attorney is seeking a rematch with current Attorney General Democrat Josh Call. Call defeated Toney by 35,000 votes 3 years ago and a difference of just 1.3 percentage points. Toney was elected as the Fond du Lac DA in 2013 and beat former State Representative Adam Jarko in the 2022 Republican primary for AG. The general election is next November, and the primary is August 11th. As of now, no other Republican or Democratic candidates have announced a run for attorney general. A Racine man is charged with threatening a state Supreme Court justice and the Office of Lawyer Regulation. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton had an initial appearance Monday in Dane County Court, charged with felony stalking. Prosecutors say from August until early October, Thornton sent increasingly threatening emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky and the Office of Lawyer Regulation relating to claimed inactions by his attorney in a case dating to 2019. Thornton eventually fired that attorney and was later convicted of various crimes. Police located Thornton in the Racine County Jail on October 9th, where he allegedly made verbal threats directed at Karofsky. He was transferred to Dane County Jail last week. Thornton's cash bail was set at $85,000, and his preliminary hearing is set for October 28th. Many Wisconsin counties face budget deficits, and in Dane County, that amounts to a $31 million shortfall. County Executive Melissa Agard has already announced a hiring freeze and plans to reduce spending in most departments by 4%. A proposed budget amendment would cut 28 currently open sheriff's department positions, something Sheriff Calvin Barrett sees as unfair to rural residents. During a press conference this week, Barrett noted that the three authors of the amendment received their public safety services from local police departments, while his department serves all of Dane County. The supervisors making the proposal want the roughly $2.25 million saved by cutting those sheriff's positions to offset costs to other departments, including the county's largest department, Human Services. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state that rely on oversight to keep them up and running. Isabella Nieto reports.
Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in the community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
Thank you, Isabella. A local educator is thankful to her community. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Accidents happen, but at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we make them disappear. Enjoy free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. And guess what? We are running a special offer. Get up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Drive confidently knowing Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to help. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by. We're on Elm Street in Moscow.
Hey WRCO listeners, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Do you have craft supplies that you need but can't find them locally? At the Creative Outlet, I create my supply orders by what my customers want to buy. Show me exactly what you need to finish your current project and get ideas for that next creation. My goal at the Creative Outlet is to keep you creative and happy. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 45 degrees, 24 minutes after 12 noon. Kickapoo District Administrator Kim Johnson is on the job this fall after being severely injured in a traffic crash on the way to school earlier this year. She was our guest on WRCO's morning show yesterday.
So my accident occurred in the morning of February 10th, and I spent a month in the hospital. And then they sent me home. And at that point, I still couldn't do anything. I needed a lot of help to get out of bed or to get anywhere I needed. I was stuck between a chair and a wheelchair and have spent countless hours in both OT and PT To get to the point where I am able to walk on my own. I struggle a little bit, but a lot of everything that I lost, you know, when I think back to February 10th, it pretty much stripped me of everything. And I'm just really lucky to be here, be alive. And so there are a lot of things to be grateful for. There was a lot of pain in that journey, a lot of misery and a lot of fear. But I chose to feed all of the positives. You know, I have always known that whatever you feed grows. So it was just finding something positive in each day, some area that I could focus and make each day better. So I think back to even when that started, one of my positives was to be able to stand on my good leg for 2 minutes. Yeah. So that was something I celebrated and was excited about.
Kim Johnson says it's been a long recovery road or a long recovery road back, and she's grateful for all that came forward with support.
Honestly, want to just take the time now, since there might be many listeners who were there for my journey, who supported me in one way or another, through cards and gifts and emails and Facebook messages. The number of schools that did 50-50s, my Ridge and Valley, the CESA. Businesses in the area, all the families of community, my family, my friends, the list is long, and all of those actions really created in me a very positive reaction, which made my journey, that recovery, so positive, I think. So I credit all of that support and all of that love and support to all of those kind, wonderful people. So if I have that moment right now, I just want to say thank you. All of that meant the world to me, and I really credit the doctors telling me that my recovery is going really well and going faster than what they had initially anticipated. But I have a wealth of support and prayer warriors, the number of churches that were praying for me. So yeah, it's been a journey where I often will think, how or why did I survive that? And so I feel like there is purpose. I feel like God was not done with me yet. So I'm really trying to pay forward all that kindness and have an understanding about what my life has meaning for and how I'm supposed to contribute.
Kickapoo District Administrator Kim Johnson, who was on WRCO's morning show Tuesday morning. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development, Lisa Hale reports.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months, and anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Thank you, Lisa. Vernon County will host its third annual Vernon County Awards Banquet Thursday, November 6th at Venue in the Valley in Coon Valley, celebrating the people, businesses, and organizations that make Vernon County thrive. This year's banquet will feature the theme Legacy Builders, honoring tradition, embracing the future, recognizing the visionaries, innovators, and community partners shaping Vernon County's story across generations. The evening will include networking, dinner, keynote remarks from both legacy and emerging local businesses, and an awards ceremony honoring outstanding leadership and community impact, All nominees will be recognized during the event, with awards presented across categories such as New and Legacy Small Business of the Year, Nonprofit of the Year, Community Impact Award, Young Leaders Award, People's Choice Award, and more. Doors open at 5, with dinner and the program to follow. Tickets are priced at $25 per person, payable by cash or check at the door. All are welcome to attend and join in celebrating the achievements and collaborations that make Vernon County exceptional. They ask that you RSVP by October 25th at forms.cloud.microsoft/g/tyuukvk82n. For more information, contact Larkin Breckel at 637-5334.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Today is Wednesday, October 22nd. The vital statistics today are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, October 25th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Melanchthon Creek. Friends may call at the church on Saturday, October 25th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gene Slaney is survived by 4 daughters, Sandra and Alan Madison, Cindy Feltman, Sue and Jim Holberg, and Sally and Scott Gald. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. 2 brothers, John, Jake, and Joe, and Eunice Ann. 1 sister, Eldora, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died on Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, 3 children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth. 5 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, siblings, John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died on October 16th at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, November 1st from 9 until noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Lucille Wankerl is survived by 5 children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Hussam of Plain, and Mary and Mark Pack of Arena, son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona. 6 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Irene and Don Raggetts of Danbury, Connecticut, and Doris and Bob Hayes of Prescott Valley, Arizona. Brother-in-law Anthony Wankerl of Sauk City, and sister-in-law Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain. Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center, died Wednesday, October 22nd, at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ruth Martin is survived by her daughter, Judy and Dan Weeder of Richland Center. 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sister Josephine Kolinsky of Reedsburg, countless nieces and nephews. Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional 4-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at 4-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes going out today on behalf of the Boscobel and Center Pharmacies. Happy anniversary to Greg and Sue Vitesnik, Alan and Tina Greeley, Kyle and Carrie Nelson, Eric and Sally Larson, Chad and Brittany Hying, and Bernie and Cindy Hying. Happy anniversary to all of you celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at cloudy skies once again across the region. The clearing, though, isn't too far away, basically from southwest Minnesota through much of central and southern Iowa. All the way into the southern two-thirds of Illinois has been seeing sunshine. That drier air and clearing will start to move in here late tonight and tomorrow. And with that, we'll have colder overnight temperatures, but at least things will start to slowly rebound by tomorrow afternoon for temperatures, and then getting fairly mild by this upcoming weekend as a persistent south wind flow occurs across the upper Midwest. We are expecting very little precipitation, maybe a little spotted drizzle or two yet today. Then we'll probably have to wait until Sunday night or Monday for at least a small chance of a couple of showers. It does look like a more organized low pressure could sweep in from the southwest by Monday night or Tuesday of next week with our next chance of any substantial rainfall. The forecast for the rest of today, generally overcast, breezy, and cool. Still a few patches of drizzle or sprinkles possible. High near 47, wind out of the west-northwest, 12 to 22. Tonight, partial clearing later on and cold, areas of frost toward morning. Low temperature about 32. There's a frost advisory in effect from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday. Now, as we head into tomorrow itself, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly sunny and not as breezy. High near 51, northwest wind 10 to 15. Thursday night, clear and cold with a hard freeze, low 27. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant with light winds, high about 54. Going into Saturday, partly cloudy and turning a touch warmer, low 31 with a high of 58. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, low 40, high 63. Slight chance of light showers and nights. And Monday, maybe a stray shower, high 61. Rain likely for Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, it is a cloudy 44 degrees, up from a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 47, and we received 0.05 of an inch of rain. Record high on this day, 86, set back in 1953. A record low just a year prior, 16 degrees in 1952. Last year on this date, our high was 70, our low 47. Sunset today at 6:08, sunrise tomorrow at 7:25. 1/100 of an inch of rain has fallen as the barometer is up to 29.98. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Again, it's 44, now 45 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
U.S. dairy farmers and processors have good reasons to want the immigration problem fixed. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. dairy depends heavily on an immigrant workforce, and solving the current turmoil in that arena is a priority. Dara Maccabee is CEO of Idaho Milk Products and also the chairman of the International Dairy Foods Association.
There is plenty of jobs for Americans. We need to enrich our industry with talent we bring from elsewhere, and that will create opportunity and jobs for all Americans. So there needs to be a recalibration, I think, of our attitude towards immigrants at all levels, because we need them. We won't have viable dairy farms or processing plants without adequate workforce.
And here's Randy Mooney, chairman of Dairy Farmers of America.
What we need as a U.S. dairy industry is some clear immigration policy that says this is how this is going to work. This is how we're going to have labor on farms that's legal labor. But we need more clarity in how the U.S. government sees labor on farms and how we work within our farms to have that labor on our farms. We want to work within the law, absolutely within the law, but sometimes all these things are cloudy.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
FSA reopening. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all. The one that still turns heads. The one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the USDA's Farm Service Agency will resume core operations Thursday, including farm loan processing, farm program payments, and other programs. Dusty Johnson, a U.S. congressman from South Dakota, tells Brownfield local FSA offices should be open a few days during the week, and it's helpful to have employees available for farmers, especially to co-sign checks.
The producer needs that check countersigned. Normally, it's just a quick trip into FSA, but when the FSA offices are closed, that producer is unable to cash the check, and that creates a real cash flow problem.
The government shutdown has continued for 4 weeks, and Johnson says frustration is building in the U.S. House.
You know, in the House, we voted on a bipartisan basis to keep the government open. We're happy to vote that way again and again and again. The ball's in the Senate's court.
Planting conditions are favorable for South American farmers. Michael Cordonier with Soybean and Corn Advisor says about a quarter of the Brazilian soybean crop is planted.
The big state of Mato Grosso, 43%. In Paraná, 39%. Rainfall continues to favor southern Brazil.
He tells Brownfield corn in Argentina is 30% planted, with soybean planting starting this week.
The ag minister reported that Argentina may export the most amount of soybeans in 15 years, which is no surprise given the trade war between the United States and China. And Argentina is starting off this growing season with the best soil moisture in 5 years.
Cordonier says planting progress in Argentina and Brazil is ahead of normal, and Paraguay is wrapping up its fastest soybean planting season in recent memory. And a Missouri farmer says soybean growers are advancing soil health and sustainability through innovation and stewardship. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2025 Borlaug International Dialogue.
Megan Kaiser says it's critical to implement practices that reduce erosion and manage nutrient levels.
The nutrition that we provide in our soil, making sure that that is then in the soybean crop to have a more balanced, nutritious soybean that then is a more nutritious feed or food ingredient throughout the global system.
She tells Brownfield it's a priority on her Carrollton farm.
We do a lot of side-by-side research on our farm, saying, okay, you know what, when we put copper on, what does that do to our stem strength or our stalk strength? Managing the carbon to nitrogen cycle in the soil. These are all really complicated things that farmers are doing across the country.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. And have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Reminder, next hay sale will be Wednesday, October 22nd. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Tractors, machinery, four-wheelers, and more online-only ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. Soft close. Tractors, motorcycles, vehicles, tools, farm machinery, and much, much more online-only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. For more info, go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Another quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet again. Bids and asking prices still haven't surfaced. Look for at least some inquiry to pick up as the day progresses, but if business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until late in the week. At the four state stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $5 to $10 lower, and feeder heifers were $7 to $10 higher. The USDA says there was a moderate supply with good demand throughout the sale. Medium and large one feeder steers, 450 to 497 pounds, brought $440 to $492. Feeder steer, 613 to 628 pounds, brought $404.50 to $426.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 510 to 548 pounds, brought $380 to $417. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.21 at $370.72. Select was 41 cents higher at $352.98. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are moving decent numbers again today, but are doing so without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry continues to monitor supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which have been on the rise in relation to demand. While domestic demand is likely still finding some additional support because pork is a competitively priced protein in the retail space, the picture isn't as clear in regards to global demand. Critical export and trade data is still missing amid the ongoing shutdown of the U.S. government. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 363 with a weighted average of 8703. The Iowa Minnesota was 363 lower with a weighted average of 8697. And the Western Corn Belt was down 352 with a weighted average of 8697. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $70. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $55 to $67. Barrows and gilts were $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $54 to $64. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.25 at $101.84. Bellies were sharply higher. Loins, picnics, and butts were also up. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Harchi Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, Harchi Lumber likely has exactly what you're looking for. They offer one of Wisconsin's largest inventories of steel roofing and siding, plus a full line of materials for homes and pole buildings. Need prefab wall panels? They build them custom and even offer crane truck delivery and setup to make your project easier. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207.
Soybeans and hogs are mixed. Corn's higher. Cattle are sharply lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are back to mix. Nearby contracts are up. Deferred months are down as they continue to wait for the meetings between the U.S. and China this week in Malaysia and next week in South Korea. Beans are also watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting. November beans are up 3.5 still at 10.34 and a quarter. January's one higher at 10.49 and a half. After that, things start to soften. December bean meal's up $3 at $289.90. December bean oil's down 54 at $50.11. Corn is up on short covering and technical buying, seeing a slight bounce as they monitor the U.S. harvest pace and conditions in South America. Ethanol production was up on the week while stocks fell to a 51-week low. December's up 3.5 at 423 and a quarter. March is 2.5 higher at 436 and a quarter. And as for wheat, it remains oversold, but the upside will likely continue to be limited by rising world supplies. There's rain in the forecast for some U.S. winter wheat growing areas. December Chicago's up 2.5 at 502 and three quarters. December Kansas City's 3.5 higher at 488 and a half. December Minneapolis is up 1.75 at 546 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are right around the session lows, waiting for more details on federal plans to intervene in the cattle and beef markets. Some recent comments by President Trump definitely picked up the pressure. December lives down 517 at 240.25. February's 540 lower at 240.87. November feeders are down $9.12 at 364.35. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the higher midday pork, and the steady to sharply lower cash. December is down 67 at 82.60, and February's 40 lower at 85.35. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Eggs, the perfect protein. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know that dietitians refer to eggs as the perfect protein? Katie Hayes, Director of Scientific Communications with the American Egg Board, explains why that is.
They have all 9 essential amino acids that are important, and they're the gold standard for proteins. It's actually what scientists, use as a standard for measuring protein. But I think what is so unique about eggs is that, you know, they're the gold standard of protein, but then they have so much else that they offer. So they're a good or excellent source of 8 essential nutrients, one of them being choline, which again, most people don't get enough of, and they're a really easy source of choline. But there's, you know, they're such a great source of so many vitamins and minerals.
And she tells Brownfield, eggs don't have to be just for breakfast anymore.
Making a frittata for dinner, you know, something simple, something that you probably already have the ingredients on hand for, and just like a little bit unexpected, use the vegetables that are in your, you know, bin that might even be about to go bad. I also love egg tacos, so that's another really fun way.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months,